Hello, it's the 17th of May. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. It's been a bonanza week for charities in Bedford after several high-profile fundraisers and donations to local good causes. Chums provide therapeutic intervention for children whose mental health has been affected by traumatic events. They received £6,400 from insurance company NFU Mutual. Bedford Daycare Hospice received £6,000 and the School Readers Charity received £5,200 from the Rotary Club of Bedford after a charity auction was sponsored by former England cricket captain Sir Alistair Cook. Around 20,000 unpaid carers in Bedford are receiving access to crucial support online funded by the Freemasons United Grand Lodge of England, with lots of fundraising from local Freemason lodges. Beds police have charged a man with rape in connection with an incident at the Spinney last month. 28-year-old Rushane Hendricks from Monk's Hill was charged with rape and sexual assault by penetration. He appeared in Luton Magistrate Court on Friday and was remanded in custody. Bedford Council has launched a website to give help to people with disabilities and potential employers on finding employment. The website features videos of people talking about their challenges and experiences in finding work and how to overcome the obstacles to become important, valued contributors to the workplace. One of the participants, Tyler, said, "Having a job, what I found is that you can buy things that you like with your own money. You can still find work." Link in the show notes. If you fancy making the most of the upcoming good weather and want to get out of the town, why not try a day out at Church Farm Gardens? The beautiful gardens in central Bedfordshire featured on Gardeners World last year are now open to the public every Sunday. Check the show notes for directions. That's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.